Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles.
Yes, indeed. And we just heard from mostly street player Charles Gale. We heard March of April off of his album Streets, saxophonist. And before that, we heard from Duke Ellington from a New Orleans suite. We heard Portrait of Sidney Bechet with a different set of players. So here's the players for the session: Duke Ellington, piano; Cootie Williams, trumpet; Money Johnson, Mercer Ellington, Al Rubin, Fred Stone, trumpets and flugelhorn; Booty Wood, Julian Priester, trombones; Dave Taylor, bass trombone; Russell Procope, alto and clarinet; Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone; Norris Turney, alto, clarinet and flute; Harold Ashby, tenor sax clarinet; Paul Gonzalez, tenor saxophone; Harry Carney, baritone sax clarinet, bass clarinet; Joe Benjamin, bass; Rufus Jones on drums. On this, the portraits, these were from May 13th, 1970, with the personnel changes. Money Johnson is replaced by Cat Anderson on trumpet. Dave Taylor is replaced by Chuck Connors on bass trombone and Johnny Hodges, who is absent. He died 2 days before this session and could do a few. He's on some of the albums. This is his last session. And an interesting note, Portrait of Sidney Bechet was recorded 13th of May, 1970, 2 days before, as Ellington rested before dinner. He was thinking about how best he could persuade Johnny Hodges to bring out his long-shaken soprano to interpret his homage to his early benefactor, Sidney Bechet. Then the telephone rang, and he was told that Johnny had just died. Paul Gonzalez was his subsequent choice as soloist, and the performance is, of course, a great one. The emotions of those who felt the great loss, most were manfully concealed at the session, visibly, but they are exquisitely expressed in the tender sadness of the tenor saxophone solos. Bechet is not forgotten, however, for Gonzalez skillfully represents the lyric flow of that master, just as in his own way Johnny Hodges had done. And we started it out with Dennis Paul Williams from Morning Light from 09. We heard Candles and Thorns, and you are listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Next up, a big band from Manchester, England, the Beats and Pieces Big Band, with Ben Cottrell is the director, Anthony Brown, Sam Healy, Ben Watt, saxophones, Tim Cox, Simon Lodge, Paul Stracton on trombones, Owen Bryce, Graham South, Nick Walters, trumpets and flugelhorns, Anton Hunter on guitar, Patrick Hurley, piano and Rhodes, Harrison Wood, bass, Finlay Panther on drums. Next up, Three. We'll be right back.
Ha ha ha!
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
two versions of the song Free For All by Wayne Shorter. The last one we heard was from Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from 1980 in Europe. Lauren in the Netherlands, what's called the Sessions with Billy Pierce, tenor sax, Valerie Ponomarev on trumpet, alto sax, Bobby Watson, piano, James Williams, bass, Charles Fombro, and of course, leader and on drums, Art Blakey, the man himself. And before that, we heard from the latest out by the Cookers. The Cookers are Billy Harper, tenor sax, Eddie Henderson, trumpet, David Wise, trumpet, Craig Handy, alto sax, George Cables, piano, Cecil McBee, bass, and Billy Hart, drums. This is not a reissue. This is a recent band. The Cookers, the name of the new CD is Believe, should be released soon. So we heard two versions of Free For All by Wayne Shorter. What a great tune, huh? We're going to return to the Cookers and listen to the new CD. We'll listen to Quest by Billy Harper. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. in the background is The Cookers. We're listening to Quest by Billy Harper. This is it for Passport to Modern Jazz for this week. A la prochaine. Hey, Mickey Schoeneck has the reward has gone up to $25,000 for anybody that can find out, and her bicycle has been found beneath Whiskey Bay I-10 Bridge at exit 127.